What am I most proud of in 2019? I'm most proud of risk-taking and doing things differently. I'm most proud of seeing opportunities and jumping at them. I'm most proud of bringing together people who have different backgrounds, needs, and jobs to be done, and getting them to align around a shared vision and executing. I'm most proud of the ability to work with great people who are inspired, who are inspiring, and who want to do things to change businesses, to change people's lives, and to change ultimately the world. What are the 1 to 3 challenges you face in 2019, and how have you overcome them? One of the biggest challenges I see in innovation programs and actually executing innovation programs across companies is over alignment. Alignment is a buzzword. It's important, though. However, it's become a crutch on which many innovation programs and innovators have leaned to make sure that everyone is happy. The truth is, not everyone's going to be happy. The truth is, not everyone's going to believe in your vision. But the way out of the disease of over-alignment is to get things done, is to put the pylons down, to show real proof of progress. Over-alignment can be overcome through progress. Alignment's important. Over-alignment is death to innovation programs. How do I think that I'm doing things better or different than others? And what's my unique secret sauce? The truth is, there's no secret sauce to innovation, in my opinion. If there is one, it's team. I mean, at the end of the day, the people you have on your team are the beginning and end of your success as an innovator and as a leader in innovation. Getting the right folks on the team, giving them the vision, and allowing them to carry out that vision in a way they see as highly desirable to customers. It's scalable. It can actually produce revenues and create something unique in the world. That is the key, if there is any, and the secret sauce to innovation. You have to build the right team. That is the beginning and the end of success in innovation and in doing innovation in the corporate world. What do I see as the most important corporate innovation trend in general for 2020 and beyond? This may be a bit counterintuitive, but I think that the biggest trend in innovation in 2020 will be to throw away the buzzwords, to not talk like we know what AI or machine learning is. As important as those things are, I think actually going back to the basics is the revolutionary concept for corporate innovators. Things like, what is the job to be done? What problem are we solving? Is this solution simple? Is the solution not tech-driven, but needs-driven? These are the trends in my mind that we should be pushing for in 2020, is back to basics. Tech should not drive business model innovation or corporate innovation. Customer needs, jobs to be done, true problem understanding, this should drive innovation. That should be that. If that's my wish for 2020 trends, and I'll definitely be pushing that at in my corporate program, innovation programs. Question 5, a final message for all your peers, corporate innovation peers all over the world. If I had one message to share for corporate innovation peers for all over the world, it would be to push forward, to be brave, to put markers down, and to start executing. It's to not wait for the right time. It's not to wait for full and total and utter alignment. It's to not wait for the right teammate. It's not to wait for the right timing. It's to get out, to get outside of the building, to get things done, to have little progress over big vision, to have small wins over huge successes. It's to think basically. It's to get back to basics. It's to understand what problem we're solving and create solutions that are simple, that resonate, that are those that can grow big, but are good enough for right now. My message is to be brave, start small, to get things done today, and to use those things today to shape the vision for the future.